Everybody, Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Let's go.
All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread.
All right, here we go. Isaiah chapter 30 is where we are this morning. Chapter 30, jumping up in chapter 30 to verse 18, where the Lord promises to be gracious to his people. He's going to bring judgment upon them for their disobedience and rebellion. We've talked a lot about that if you've been with us at all. We move to this section here as we start a new day, a new week on a Monday, to talk about how God will be gracious to his people. God always gives these incredibly gracious and wonderful promises to his people as he is addressing their sin. And so God always comes along on the backside and says, but there's hope for you, and that hope rests in me. So here we go, verse 18, Isaiah chapter 30. Therefore the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. For a people shall dwell in Zion, in Jerusalem, and you shall weep no more. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. As soon as he hears it, he answers you. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself any more. But your eyes will see your teacher, and your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. When you turn to the right or when you turn to the left, then you will defile your carved idols overlaid with silver and your gold-plated metal images. You will scatter them as unclean things, and you will say to them, be gone. And he will give rain for the seed with which you have sowed the ground, and bread and the produce of the ground, with which you will be righteous and plenteous. In that day the livestock will graze in large pastures, and the oxen and the donkeys that work the ground will eat seasoned fodder, which has been winnowed with a shovel and fork. On every lofty mountain and on every high hill, there will be brooks running with water in the day of the great slaughter when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold as the light of 7 days in the day when the Lord binds up the brokenness of his people and heals the wounds inflicted by his blow. You know, this is one of the most wonderful passages in the book of Isaiah, I think. And I've said that there's some great passages already, and there are going to be more as we get along into the book. If you're familiar with the book of Isaiah, you know there are great passages. Isaiah 40, Isaiah 43, Isaiah 53, Isaiah 60, Isaiah 6, Isaiah 9, Isaiah 7, and so on and so forth. Isaiah 11, with the promises of the Messiah. And this is one of those types of passages in the book of Isaiah, in my opinion. Because as we think about what God is doing here, he has just said to the people, listen, you are going to be struck with the blow from my hand, the blow of justice. He's going to bring the Assyrians down, and the Assyrians are going to wipe out the people of God. They're going to wipe out the land. You've aligned yourself with Egypt, but they're not going to come to your aid. And so there's going to be discipline. There's going to be pain. There's going to be water of affliction, to use the language. And there's the bread of adversity. You're going to suffer adversity. You're going to suffer affliction. And that's by design. That comes from my hand. But there will be a day when I hear your prayer and I answer it. For there will be good and graciousness that comes from me, and there will be plenteousness, and there will be abundance that will come to you in that wonderful day. I will bind up the brokenness of the land, and I will hear your prayer, and I will answer your prayer, and I will rescue you, and I will reestablish you in the land of Jerusalem. You know, in part that is fulfilled in their return, in part that is fulfilled in the coming of the Messiah. But it will be in full when Christ Jesus returns, when the great Messiah returns. And we know that he will return because he has risen from the dead. He always keeps his promises. But the point I want to make this morning, the last point I want to make this morning is this is, God tells us in this passage, and he tells his people in this passage, why we should and why they should and why we should trust him. Why should we place our faith in him? Prior to this, he's talked about their idols. They've been placing their trust in idols. They've been placing their trust in other nations. And he says the strength that you think you're going to get from them is nothing more than an illusion. It will go away. It will not uphold you in the time of need. Only I will do that. So we at our house have been doing some remodeling. We did a kitchen floor, and we thought we had three layers of floor, and we got to that third layer of floor, and it was an illusion because we thought we had come to the conclusion. I was so excited to get down from the vinyl through the plywood through the first level of laminate floor, and then we realized there was another level of laminate floor we had to go through. As our spirits, to some degree, were crushed and let down because the illusion was we were done when we got to that next to last layer of laminate floor. Then we had to pull it up and scrape it up and go through the processes before we can put down our backer board and our tile. And if you've been through that process, you know what that's like. And basically what God's saying here is that you have had a false floor. There's an illusion of strength. There's an illusion of security. There's an illusion of safety in the gods of the world, in the alliances you build with other nations, in the way in which you assert yourself and the way you connect to other people in positions of leadership and power and authority, etc. You think you have security there, but the reality of it is there is only one in whom you can find security, and that is me. And so God says to them, and God says to you, and God says to me, this is why you should trust me, because I am the one who is secure. There is no false sense of security in him. There is no false bottom in the faith of God. The depths of God go to the very core of his being, and it is solid as a rock. And so let me just encourage you, trust Christ. Realize that. Know that the gods of the world provide an illusion of safety for you, but only God can provide the strength that you need to carry you through these difficult days. Hey, you guys take care. God bless you. Stay faithful this week. I'll catch you out later. Here's Mitch taking us home.
You carry me close to your heart, and surely your goodness and mercy will follow.